The American Chemical Society study tested 19 biofuel samples from states like California, Massachusetts, and Indiana. It found the majority, almost 90%, didn't meet federal requirements for B20-grade fuel, 20% biodiesel, 80% petroleum. Some samples contained as little as 2% biodiesel, while others exceeded the 20% limit. One of the study's authors is Christopher Reddy. He says biodiesel above 20% could damage engines, while anything below 20 reduces the environmental benefits.
So perhaps the results of my small study may kind of help people take a step back and reevaluate a few things and put in some safeguards and such.
Reddy says his study shows the blending inconsistencies found by the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in 2004 still haven't been addressed. For the Environment Report, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.